Coming up on episode number 422, it's the perfect show if you're feeling indecisive. Maybe you want to listen to an Originalville episode. Maybe you want to listen to a cover story. Well, tonight, it's the best of both worlds. Original versions of the songs that Three Dog Night took to the top 10. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's February 7th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story / Originalville edition of Coverville. I did this once with Elvis, playing the original versions of songs that Elvis Presley made famous. I'm going to do the same thing with Three Dog Night. Now, Three Dog Night had 21 hit singles. 11 of those were top 10s, and all of those songs were covers, or at least maybe 10. No, I think all 11 were covers. And of course, their cover versions of each of those songs were more successful than the original versions that they borrowed from. And so tonight we're going to listen to the original versions of the songs that they made famous, that they made popular, and you'll be able to hear the differences in many cases and similarities in a couple cases where they stayed very true to the material, and you'll be able to hear where they strayed very far from the material. The name Three Dog Night was an indigenous Australian term for really cold nights. If it was really cold out, then you would dig a hole, you'd grab a dingo, and you'd curl up in the hole with the dingo, and that would be a one dog night. Or if it was really cold, a little colder than that, you'd get a couple of dingoes. Well, a three dog night would have been the coldest, requiring three dingoes in that hole with you as you slept. I'm not sure I'd want to do that. And the band was together. The primary body of work was from 1968 to 1975, although the group does still tour and still perform, and you can still catch them today. Also, we're celebrating the birthday of the keyboardist of Three Dog Night, Jimmy Greenspoon. Seemed like a perfect time to do this show. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off with a song that has recently been covered very famously by Amy Mann. And I think even when I played the Amy Mann cover, I accidentally attributed it to Three Dog Night instead of the original artist, Nilsson. Here's Nilsson with his original version of One.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. divided by two.
That is Liar, originally performed right there by Russ Ballard, who is more famous as being part of a group called Argent that comes from a 1976 album called Anthology, The Best of Argent. And Three Dog Night version came out in 1970, and they took that all the way up to number 7. Before that was One by Harry Nilsson from his 1968 album Aerial Ballet. Three Dog Night took that one up to number 5, and I don't think Amy Mann's version charted, certainly didn't chart in the top 20 or top 40, but an excellent version by Amy Mann, and an excellent version right there by Harry Nilsson, the man who originally did that track. Our sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville is Audible.com. We love Audible.com here. And you have an option right now, or opportunity, I should say, to try out Audible.com for free. If you're listening to my voice, you obviously know about downloadable media, being able to listen to audio wherever you want it, on the iPod, on the train, in your car, at your desk, wherever. And in addition to great programming that you can listen to like Coverville or Bitter's Pill or Jawbone or things like that, you can also be listening to books. And it's a great way to catch up on your reading, especially if you had a New Year's resolution to read more. A book that I recommend for tonight's show is by who I'd consider my favorite artist, a guy named Chuck Palahniuk. And he's most famous for writing the novel that became the movie Fight Club. And it's actually a very impressive adaptation as far as a movie to a book goes. The movie was very close to the book. And he's got another movie that's going to be coming out soon. It was at Sundance a few weeks ago. It's Choke, and it's going to star Sam Rockwell as the main character. Loved the book on that one. Actually, I'm trying to think of a book of his that I didn't love. Invisible Monsters was excellent. Survivor was actually the first one I read after seeing Fight Club, and that's a great one. It just grabs you right from the first second. Actually, so does Choke, now that I think about it. Anyway, Choke by Chuck Palahniuk. You can get that as your free downloadable book. Listen to it. See what you think about Audible. The narrator is the author, Chuck Palahniuk, who's got a great, deep, kind of menacing voice. Make sure to check it out. Use the link at the very top of Coverville. That'll take you right to their page where you get that free download. And if you're happy with the service, great. You know, every month you'll be able to download another book to enjoy. If you're not happy with the service, then stop using it within 14 days and you won't owe a penny. Absolutely worth checking out. Audible.com. Continuing with the original Ville, the Three Dog Night uncover story, we've got a couple of songs by Hoyt Axton that Three Dog Night covered and made famous. We're actually going to sandwich a Randy Newman track in the middle of that, but let's get things started off with the first of the Hoyt Axton tracks, and also this was their first number one. It's a song that you know very well, and I think you'll like this original version as being a little bit more stripped down and mellow than the Three Dog Night version. I'm talking about Joy to the World.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing joy. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Everybody singing
joy to the world now. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
If I were the king of the world, cars and the bars and the wars, and make sweet love to you. Just make sweet love to you. Singing
joy to the world now. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Singing joy to the world now. All the boys and girls.
pair of whiskey with your water, sugar with your tea. What are these crazy questions that they're asking of me? This is the wildest party that they ever could be. Well, don't turn on the light, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette y'all smoke about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Refuse it. Ah! Can you feel it?
Hoyt Axton, who really made a name for himself with a couple of songs that Three Dog Night covered. He was really a country performer, as you can hear there from the sound of his voice. His mother co-wrote Heartbreak Hotel for Elvis Presley. And if you're an 80s movie fanatic, then you probably remember him best as the dad in the original Gremlins, not the sequel, but the original Gremlins. That was Hoyt Axton. And his version right there of Never Been to Spain, which came out by Three Dog Night in 1971. They took it to number 5. Before that, one of the songs they took to number 1, Mama Told Me Not to Come by Randy Newman, who also wrote it. They took that to number 1 in 1970. And Joy to the World, another Hoyt Axton. And you'll find both of those Hoyt Axton tracks on a 2001 compilation called Joy to the World Country Anthems. And then, of course, the Randy Newman, Mama Told Me Not to Come, you'll find on The Lonely at the Top, The Best of Randy Newman, which came out in 1998. You know what? Let's just keep going, shall we? Let's not stop. This is a song, I'm not going to play the very original version. I'm going to play a cover that still came before Three Dog Night, and it might actually be the song that Three Dog Night heard that inspired them to do their own version. This was the last of their number ones. It was a song called Black and White, and it was originally by Arkin and Robinson. But the version I'm going to play for you right now is by a reggae group called Greyhound. I love it. I think I like it more than the original. More than the Three Dog Night version. Here's Black and White by Greyhound.
Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. A child is black, a child is white, the whole world looks upon the sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child can understand. Child is white, together they grow to see the light, to see the light. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody
see the
light. This is a message to all the people. Peace and love.
Peace.
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 knows this lonely life, it seems it's strangling me now. All the wild men, big cigars, gigantic cubs, they're all laughing at me now.
B.W. Stevenson from his 1999 Best Of, the very best of B.W. Stevenson, with the original version of Shambhala, a song that Three Dog Night took up to number 3 in 1974. The B.W. in B.W. Stevenson stands for Buckwheat, although his real name was Lewis. And he's better known for a song called My Maria, which had a very similar hook in the chorus. Before that, The Show Must Go On by Leo Sayer. Yes, the same, very same Leo Sayer that came out with You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Wow. Yeah, such a change in songs, such a difference between those two songs. The Show Must Go On, Three Dog Night took that to number 4 in 1974. And we started the set with Black and White by Greyhound, the original version by Arkin and Robinson. Three Dog Night took that to number 1. It was their final number 1, and they got that in 1972. Hope you enjoyed this Three Dog Night uncover story. Make sure to tell all your friends about Coverville, and that's actually something I've got on the website right now. If I can get your help in figuring out the best way to reach a larger audience, please let me know. If you've got ideas, visit coverville.com. You'll see the information right there. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with the All Request Show. And then, to maybe keep those requests coming, if you've got a Valentine's Day request, let me know about it for next Tuesday's show. It'll be the last show before Valentine's Day. And then a week from tonight, the Peter Gabriel cover story celebrating his birthday, which is on the 13th. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.